station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Well, it's season 10, everyone, and we are getting it rolling. I'm so happy to be here. It has been forever, ever. I know y'all would be like, that's not Max. Whose voice is that? I have allergies. I want y'all to tweet me at Max Tucci and give me your favorite allergy remedies because mine are just like all up in my nose. They've moved in and I need to evict them. Well, speaking of eviction babies, I hope you haven't evicted anyone, because if you have, that means you have to forgive somebody. Maybe you got to forgive yourself. I love you all for listening. How was your summer? I got to tell you all, it has been so amazing for me, my summer. I did an amazing cooking show in Italy. I have to say hi to Anna and Vincenzo. They were my producers and my directors of the show. We had so much fun in Florence, walking all over the place and filming and good times there. And to all my crew, a big shout out to you. Thank you guys for helping me. Oh boy, where else do we go with this? Well, you know, Fashion Week was here in New York, and I got to say a huge hello to the talented Farah Angsana. She had an amazing show that I was a part of, and I'm coughing away, but that just seems to be the thing that I have now. So I need your help, people, at MaxTucci.com, at MaxTucci on Twitter. You see, I'm back. It's season 10. We're doing a show on forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness, right? Are you ready to be forgiven? Do you want to be forgiven or do you want to forgive? I want to know. And what I want to know is how y'all are going about doing it. You know, we got to have those hard conversations in life. But before we get to that, I got to say huge thank you to Tamara and Greg for co-hosting the show for me when I wasn't here. And of course, to Chelsea Cross. Y'all did a great thing. Great shows in my absence. But I got to say thank you also to Ronan, because he always holds down the fort to Max and Friends. So, you know, of course, Meganella's hitting us up on Twitter that she says, my summer was good and I expanded my family. Yes, you did. You expanded your family, so congratulations on that. And thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. I love your tweets, so keep sending them at Max Tucci. Well, tonight Tamara's here. Greg is going to be here shortly, and we've got this show for you. You know, I've always wanted you to live life to the max. That was the intention of my first show that I did 5 years ago on season one. Can you believe 5 years ago? Unbelievable. 5 years ago, I started Max and Friends. I started To The Max and then Max and Friends. We're just going down memory lane right now. I'm just reminiscing about all the shows. The 9 seasons of shows that we've produced, I've dedicated my life to for y'all. And hopefully you've all had some life lessons, life classes along the way. I think, you know, they're important. And I want you all to have them and love them and know them and have them here. The archives are right here on LA Talk Radio. So do click into the Max Tucci page on LA Talk Radio and you will get all 9 seasons of Max and Friends. Well, I'm glad that Tamara and Greg are going to be here tonight, because they're going to be able to fill in some air time and let me take a breath and just be. I like to be still and know, don't you all? I'm glad I'm back, man. Ooh, it feels good to be here. So, all right, I'm going to play a song for you all. And while we play that song, we're going to have Tamara and Greg join us, because I want you all to learn the power and the art of forgiveness. Does it exist? I believe so. Have you forgiven? If you have, I want to know how. So email me. Email me. Tweet me. Do what you got to do. The best way is to tweet me at Max Tucci. If you want to email me, it's maxlatalkradio@yahoo.com. You can go everything right there. It comes right to me, and I read all your emails. So maxlatalkradio@yahoo.com. I want to know your stories of forgiveness. So it's hard. You know, if forgiveness was easy, it wouldn't matter. But the reason why it's hard is because it's to someone we love or to someone who we respect. And that's really what forgiveness is all about. It's about loving and respecting one another. Are you ready to break those shackles off your feet tonight, people, so you can forgive and be forgiven? Well, then stay here on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio, because we're playing Sanctus Real Forgiven on Max and Friends. I'm glad to be back. And when we're back, Tamara and Greg are here, and I'll be less coffee. Love you all for listening. Stay tuned right now. Sanctus Real Forgiven.
Knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget.
This is Max and Friends. Ronan, I know I haven't been here in that long, but after the songs, we've got to hit the short. So, Ronan, how does that go?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm glad to be here. Season 10, everyone. I got to say happy Shana Tova, La Shana Tova, everybody. Happy New Year. What year is it? It's like 57. Ronan, what year is it? You know offhand. Hit me up and let me know. Ronan's my fact checker, and he gives me all the info, but he'll know what to tell me. But yeah, happy New Year, everyone. And also, I got to give a big warm hug and love and all that good stuff. We got to hold them in our prayers, everyone. Did you hear about the horrible typhoon that was in Japan? So we want to just send out our love to everyone in Japan and hope that one person that's missing they find and that those winds die down. So, yeah. Y'all know that it's like almost time to vote. Is that freaking you out? With me, a little bit. I can't even speak about it. I get a little tongue-tied because I'm like, oh, God, here we go. But you know what that means? That we got political talk, conversations coming up here on Max and Friends, political talk. So we'll have Thelonious Monk back and Hunter Cross. They're all going to be here. Hey, everyone in New York, it's 11:11, so make that wish. My wish is tonight that everyone can understand the art of forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. And then you'll know the art of being forgiven and the importance of it. So we want to break those shackles off your feet because it's, you know, it's time, people. It's time to forgive. You know, it's time to love one another. We're just in this ugly space of time right now that people are just all over the place. I feel that there's like this vibration going around of insecurities. There's like a vibration of going around of hate. And you could feel it, people. I mean, they're burning flags all over the world. People are hating everyone. Wars are going on. And sometimes it looks like there's this massive war going on. And it is, but we need to focus sometimes on our inner wars, on the wars in our house, on the wars with our families, the wars with our friends. People, don't let them take over your mind, because what happens then is that you just live a life of misery. And I want you to all live life to the max. You know, I say it all the time. I want you to live life with joy, live life with love, and live life with the understanding of forgiveness and the understanding of how to forgive, and also the understanding of forgiving yourself. So tonight we have, I'm going to say, I don't know if it's part 3, 4, 5, or 6, because Tamara and Greg have been holding down the fort for me. But regardless of what part it is, it's time to take part in the art of forgiveness. So get your pens ready, because this is Life Class with Max Tucci, Tamara Montana, and Greg Montana. If you miss any portion of this, remember it goes into archives, so don't freak out. And tweet me. P.S. I want to say thank you to Meganella for tweeting me, because she told me that Benadryl is her best friend. So is that what it is? I think so. But, yeah, non-drowsy Benadryl. I'll have to get some. And since I gave them all a shout-out, y'all could send me some. But anyway, Tam, right here, you're laughing, and I missed that laugh because we're back on air. And I just did a prayer that I wouldn't call for this segment, and so far, so good. So let it go.
Oh,
how you doing,
my God.
My Tamra?
Max, it's so great to be back on with you again and have you back in the States. It's awesome. I love hearing the intro because I think it sets a tone for everything. I mean, you know, where you say what you want to. And I just love what you were talking about, that, you know, we do look out into the world and there is hate that's going on. There's war that's going on. And that's why I wrote the book, you know, Emerald Echo, Beyond This World, There Is a World I Want. And there's parallel universes going on at the exact same time that you could be watching CNN. There's also another channel that you can tune into. And it's amazing that when we get in alignment with the frequency of the world we want to live in, it can be extraordinary.
It's so true that we got to get in that flow. You know what happens? I believe strongly. That's why I'm not an advocate for television unless it's one of my cooking shows. But, you know, what happens is that reflection that we see, because we become so desensitized that we don't realize we carry that energy into our homes, into our relationships, into our family. You know, we see these little segments, these fragments of war that are going on, and we are easy to snap and easy to fight and easy to just not be in harmony, because we see that the world right now isn't in a harmonious flow. So I want to bring it back. And I believe that harmony begins at home. You know, that love begins at home. Turn the TVs off. Spend more time with your family. Spend more time with your lovers. Spend more time with your spouses, with your children, with your animals, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. Spend time in that moment where we can all be still and know that where we are at this exact moment is where we're supposed to be. And the importance of of today's show and of this message for today, and we're going to teach people, is how to forgive and how to be forgiven. And why is it so important, people? I don't want your pity parties. I don't want your sob stories. You know, I appreciate them for what they are, but we got to let go of the past. You know, we're free from the past and we're free from the future because all we really have is right now. So let's get in this right now moment where we can learn a few things. So join us tonight. Tamara's here. Greg is here. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815 is the number to the studio. We'll do our best to bring you on, but we're going to get into this conversation. We want to break those shackles off your feet, not only so you could dance, but so you can enjoy life to the max. So Tamara, Greg, welcome to Max and Friends.
Max, thank you so much.
Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. You know, I want to start off with the simplicity of forgiveness. Not what it means, because we're going to get into that. But why is forgiveness, Greg, I'm going to throw this to you first, why is it so hard?
Well, you know, I'm actually a master of holding a grudge. I once had a grudge against a friend, a dear friend, because he just crossed a boundary with me. And for 20 years, I refused to talk to him. And I think the reason that people are so able to hold a grudge, and by the way, you know, we did heal it 20 years later. His friends and my friends intervened. And as it turned out, I called him up and I was holding this rage. Yeah. And he didn't even remember what had happened. And I realized I'm the one that's been suffering with this for 20 years, and he's just confused. So I think the reason that it's so hard to let go is because it makes sense to hold a grudge. It yeah. protects us. We've got all these reasons, and our intellect and our mind and our survival lower self that isn't loving and isn't courageous wants to hold on to that unforgiveness to protect us.
Our ego.
It just makes too much sense.
Yeah.
And let's face it, forgiveness is superhuman.
Yeah.
It's like you got to rise above everything reasonable to say, you know what, you screwed me, and yet I'm going to let you off the hook. And I was recently watching a show where a mother said to this mass murderer that was on, you know, on the witness stand, and this guy was tweaking because he was so demented with mental illness, and she turns to him and says, I want you to know that the pain that you have caused my family by killing my daughter, I am not going to continue that past this room right here. So I want you to know right here and right now, I forgive you. I forgive you for what you've done. And the guy started sobbing. And he's shown no empathy or no sympathy or anything. So, you know, and that's been, and I'll be sharing, you know, it's like that forgiveness, feeling forgiven is such an incredible gift.
Well, it's true love.
Mm-hmm.
It's true love. Yeah. Forgiveness is true love. Speaking of forgiveness, Tamara, what actually to you is forgiveness?
Well, and you know, you bring up a really good point when you say let go. And I think part of being able to let go is being able to dive in. So being able to dive into the hurt or to the pain of whatever scenario brought about that the grudge or the resentment or the just wanting to protect ourselves or wanting to get even, you know, it is not to ignore the fact that a hurt has transpired, but to be able to dive into it and go, wow, let it go like shrapnel through your body. Let it cut as deep as it needs to go, because what's underneath all of that pain is what you're talking about, Max. It's pure love. And what most people are afraid of, what's underneath that, is just more rage. But if we can actually dive into it, the beauty of the love and the letting go and the freedom and the peace and the joy that's available underneath it, forgiving is actually selfish, because it is your freedom, and which is what I'm a huge proponent of, is be selfish and allow yourself to know forgiveness for your own freedom.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be free, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And
but,
you know,
I've broken it down real quick for Tamara, for what you were just saying. I think forgiveness, what breaks down to forgiveness is it's time to heal, grow, and expand the relationship with the person that we want to forgive or the person that we feel we need to be forgiven with. You know, so it's a healing, growing, and expansion process. And that's really, it's not, you know, when we get into the hard conversation,
Because like I was saying to you both earlier, hard conversation is because we love the person or respect the person. That's why it's a hard conversation. And forgiveness not always is going to be an easy thing. So I just want to give you all some quick steps real quick that I think are going to help you formulate a how do I describe this? It's going to formulate a step-by-step process for you to understand how to get into the conscious being to forgive. So real quick before I let you both speak, I'm just going to break this down and then we'll continue just so I got to get this out. But number one, and you guys can tell me your thoughts along the way, but number one is that we have to acknowledge that we either have to forgive someone or that we have to be forgiven. Do you both agree?
Oh, yeah.
The acknowledgement is a huge part. Yeah.
And to actually acknowledge that you're holding either resentment, indignation, or anger, or punishment, or demanding some restitution. Any of those, you got to acknowledge first.
Okay, so acknowledgement. Number two, what I said was you have to clarify your expectations. Okay, I believe expectations lead to limitations. So when you get ready to go into this conversation, it's not like a toxic dump, right? We're not going to beat up everybody. We're going to be calm. And we're going to – it's a conversation that, like I said, you want to heal, grow, or expand your relationship with the person. So we have to be clear, right?
Absolutely.
We have to be clear as to why we want to forgive or why we want to be forgiven, right?
Yeah, keeping the goal in mind. The goal is not, you know, to let go of the forgiveness. The goal is to get that freedom that Tamara's talking about.
Now, this is the tough part because not everybody is ready to be forgiven. And not everybody is ready to forgive. So when we go into that conversation of forgiving, we have to invite ourselves into it, get prepared for it. And before we just go and dump it on the other person, hey, you need to forgive me, or hey, I want to be forgiven, I think it's nice to invite them in to the pattern of forgiveness or to the acceptance of forgiveness or to the idea of forgiveness. Do you all agree?
Oh, absolutely. Because like you said, not everybody's ready. And that's what I encourage. Look, stay pissed off as long as you need to be pissed off, because there's enormous benefits, you know, to that anger. I mean, I know when I'm really mad, my house is clean. There's energy inside of that that you don't want to label as bad or wrong. You know, one of the things is the questions you ask is, does it serve? You know, how is it serving you? So when you're ready to let go, just know that you have a choice that, you know what? I no longer need to carry this weight. I mean, it's been really, really heavy, but carry it as long as you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then...
Your point, though, about timing is crucial, because just because you're ready to be forgiven doesn't mean, you know, they got to work through their cycles. You know, one of the things that lawyers know is it's called a scorched earth attorney. They let the case go on and on and on because over time people forgive. And then they loosen their grip on getting that punishment or restitution.
You know, and for me, I think this is important. When we go into the conversation of forgiveness with someone, when we both agreed to the certain time and the certain place that we're going to have this conversation, you have to set ground rules, people. Don't go into the boxing ring. This is not a fight, okay? It's not a fight who's right, who's wrong. It's not a fight. You have to, and also I think it's important to speak from your experiences. I feel that you treated me this way, or I think that this was what went wrong, right? And you can't just assume that people know where you're coming from, because you know what they say about assumption. It makes an ass out of you and me in the end. So we have to be in that mindset where we're not going to fight. And then you have to be willing to listen. Don't rehearse the conversation, okay? And this, I think, is the most important thing for both parties, is that we have to be vulnerable and we have to be willing to be wrong. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. There's the saying that goes, you know, would you rather be loved or would you rather be right? You know, because right is a very loose term, that in any given moment, we've all realized that, you know, you were dead convinced that like, this was for sure the way it was and the way it happened. And then you get new information and it's completely altered. We've all had that experience. So to say who's right or who's wrong is kind of throwing that out the window and saying, you know what, I'd rather be loved.
Well, because I think it's important, too, that some people don't have the awareness that they need to forgive you or that they need to be forgiven. Some people just go on with their lives thinking, you know, you could have had a big old brawl. They moved on and they don't realize that, hey, I've hurt someone.
Right.
You know, I have a question. I'm going to throw it to you, Greg, from Maganella here on Twitter. And she asks, I have a question. What do you do if you know you have to forgive someone, but you can't bring yourself to do it?
Yeah, well, my the first step, and I tell people this all the time because, you know, Tamara's really the expert on forgiveness. And I was not up until I recently experienced something so profound. And the answer to her question is, you've got to self-forgive and experience yourself being forgiven. Mm. And like I said, it's superhuman. You know, Tamara talks about how all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. When I was holding this grudge against this guy for 20 years, who was suffering with it? And when I finally did call him up, I didn't say, you know, because you can be arrogant with your forgiveness. I could say, you know, you screwed me, but I'm going to rise above it and forgive you. And that wasn't it. What happened was I sat down with him and he said, you know, and he apologized and he said, tell me what I did. And I said, you know, it's so clear to me that I have been holding this grudge and that I've been suffering with this grudge and our friendship has suffered. But what I was hoping, which was that you would, you know, have some sense of apology and penance or something, wasn't accomplished. And it was just because of how badly I was hurt. So what I'd like to say to her is please try to close your eyes, go into yourself, and feel that innocent little girl that you have inside that your unforgiveness is trying to protect. Mm-hmm. And let her be forgiven first. Let her be like, you know what, you didn't mean to be perpetrated. You didn't know any better. Let her be forgiven for the little tiny mistakes that she made that the perpetration could happen.
Now let me ask you a question. What if we've already forgiven our inner child, right? Because I feel like that's where we're going with that. What if we've already forgiven our inner child, but we can't yet still come to the ownership of forgiving?
And then I believe, and this is just my experience, and I wouldn't have said this a year ago. I wouldn't have said it 10 years ago. Then I believe that you haven't really experienced being forgiven. When I experienced that I was forgiven, and for me it was a superhuman thing. A weight left my shoulders, Max. It was like I didn't even realize. You know the angst people walk around with that you were talking about earlier in the show? That sense of, like, edge that people have and flipping the finger when they're driving down the road? You know, prior to feeling like, and it was a tearful process that Tamara can lead people through, a tearful process that she led me through, getting in touch with my innocence and that poor little boy inside that I was trying to protect. When I let him be forgiven, I'm driving down the road and people are cutting me off, and I didn't have that angst like I got to flip on the finger.
No, yeah, I got it. The minute you said that, I got it. It was like, all right, it's true. So it's people. Are you all getting this? Because I'm getting tweets here that it's not clear. But the reason why it's not clear is because it's new to you. So I want you all to listen to this show a couple times because you'll hear it. You'll get it after you hear it maybe the second or third time. But yeah, I feel like, you know, this is going – it's going to break a lot of shackles off the feet of the unwilling to forgive or also the unwilling to forgive thyself. So I think it's important that you all listen to the show tonight, that you take notes, that you interact with us here on LA Talk Radio. You can tweet me at Max Tucci. I'm glad that you're tweeting me there now because I'm getting your tweets. We're going to have a caller in just a moment. Again, the number is 323-203-0815. Now, Tamara, I want to get to you real quick because, you know, I think when we go into the conversation of forgiveness with someone, we create a result. We create an outcome that because I'm being true and because I'm being vulnerable and because I'm bringing this to someone's attention, that they're going to automatically say, you know what, Max? You know what, Tamara? I forgive you. Or I allow myself to be forgiven or whatever it is. But what if they come back and they're like, you know what? Uh-uh. So isn't it dangerous to create an outcome or result?
Absolutely, because really you're doing this without an intention for the outcome to be any certain way. So as Greg's talked about before, you can do your 50% 100%.
Yeah.
So when you show up in that space, and really what it is, it's a process, Max, of remembering who we really are.
Yeah.
And forgiveness allows us to see the light, the internal light that's in every single one of us, Forgiveness is not a hierarchy of anybody being better than anybody else. It is literally an invitation to see you. And I see you. I see the light that you are. I see the light as God created you, and it is beautiful. And some people's light is a very small flickering flame because there's a whole bunch of grudge on top of it. And some people's light is like a raging, roaring fire. And the way that we solicit more of a raging fire within us, a light, a prism that just shoots through us, like we're the conduit of God's love being shot out through us like a rainbow of divine light. The way that we break that up is allowing ourselves to be forgiven, and not only forgiven, but remembering who we really, really are.
And well, who we are, I got to stop you there. Mm-hmm. We are Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to before we take the call?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Clara.
Hello,
Clara. Hi.
And how are you this evening?
Good.
Great. So tell me your, because I know that we've been interacting here, so I already have a basic knowledge, everyone, of our caller, because we've been interacting here via Skype and Twitter, because that's how we do things here. But Farrah's calling because she wants to talk about, and maybe Greg and Tamara, you could help her, about the past and one's childhood. So Farrah, ask Greg your question about your childhood and the forgiveness process that you went through.
Hi.
Max, I can't hear.
Hi, we're here. So, caller, please tell us about your question. Are we all having problems this?
No. Tamara, sorry. Is this live, right?
Yeah, we're live right now, yeah.
Okay. Yes, tell me.
So ask your question to Greg.
Hey, Tamara, you can help
her. I have a problem here.
Okay.
And what is it?
You know what, Farrah? I think you're listening to the radio at the same time. Can you turn your radio down? Because we can hear you loud and clear.
I'm sorry. Okay, good. All right, now. Yes, what's the question?
So the question was for you. What was your question?
My question is about forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving something about the childhood that we have gone through. Every person has gone through a difficult childhood. Sometimes we forgive earlier and sometimes we don't. And I'm very fortunate that I forgave it earlier and just realized that tonight Max has just talking about this topic. And meanwhile, I'm just preparing talking about my past, about forgiving, into a book, so that's the reason I came online.
Right. Well, this is a great topic, and so consider this. Your pain is your credential. That's actually the title of my book, and what I realized, and this is from working with people in recovery, let's say as a child you were beaten or abandoned or even raped, you know, sexually abused. And you think, why would this happen to me? This is terrible. This never should have happened. And there are people that try to deny it. They go through therapy for it. But what we've found is that if you can turn your pain, which let's say abandonment as a child, into a credential. And what that means is you found a way to heal your experience of abandonment and the scars to the point where you can actually administer and minister to people that are suffering from abandonment. And you can tell them. I mean, we had a workshop once with a woman in the front row that had been raped by her brother. And the woman sitting next to her looked her square in the eyes and said, I want you to know my brother raped me too. But I've been through an experience of forgiveness, and you can live without that shame. And it's a short path. And you and I are going to have lunch and we'll talk about it. And this woman just started sobbing in that moment. So if you've been through childhood pain, consider that maybe it wasn't for you. Maybe that pain is a credential for you to serve humanity, and it may be, especially if you're like not finding your calling in life and wondering what that calling is and looking for a life purpose, maybe you ought to look at the traumas you've been through as those credentials. And after forgiveness, you have the most important credentials, more than a doctor who may have studied the subject. You've actually been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So can you share a little bit, what is the nature of your specific forgiveness, the thing that you struggle with?
Well, I struggle with my childhood being bullied in the school and constantly bullied when I grew up, as I was growing up. And also that the humiliation and also the abuse in my fashion industry when I started out in Paris. But then I gradually forgive those people, and I went through a depression at one point, and then I started to think that I can't listen to them. I have to believe in what I do. And by forgiving of what they said, because words have power, but forgiving what they said, this is where I get myself today. Every season I just improve myself. I forgive all those people. So,
right. And have you noticed that you have an intolerance for seeing other people being bullied? Have you noticed that it's like there's something inside you that just says no?
I don't like to use the word by bullied, but then when I understand the meaning of bully, there's so many bully in the school and there's so many bully in the society.
So my question to you is real quick, what do you feel when you see people being bullied? How do you feel? Does it aggravate you? Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel angry. I feel upset, and I feel angry towards these people.
Greg, take it from there.
Yeah, and so would you feel angry if you didn't feel in some way spiritually responsible? See, it's a beautiful plan. It's really hard to embrace and to swallow, but if a child has been bullied and they grow up and they have forgiven, and I can hear in your voice, you've been through quite a bit of forgiveness. You're not holding that anxiety and tension that we hear so often for people that haven't forgiven. And when you see that people are being bullied, you still get angry. Maybe that anger is coming up because you feel responsible in some way for helping them forgive. But when we don't act courageously, and this is, you know, I know Max and Tamara are both huge fans of courageous action, so am I. When you can confront a bully and say, no, you will not bully anyone in my presence, not as long as I'm in the room. Somehow, what it does is it goes all the way back to childhood when you couldn't stand for yourself, and it erases a lot of that scar and a lot of that pain. And by standing for that person in the present, you really are exercising that pain as your credential. So whenever you get angry, my encouragement to you would be to find a loving way to confront the situation and just say, hey, you know, let's lighten up on the bullying. Or if you don't want to be quite so dramatic, say, hey, how about some kindness?
Mm-hmm.
And you may find that there's a calling, almost like a spiritual calling, and it's like, wow, this is what I always wanted to do during those years I was a kid, and I couldn't do it. And I mean, there's so many stories we've had of people that have stepped up to the plate like that and experienced not nearly that they've forgiven and lost the weight, but it's actually been a source of spiritual inspiration and a growth of, like, blessing and love in their life.
Yeah. Hey, Tamara, I want you to woman, you and our caller, I want you to talk, you know, from what you've just heard, Tamara, I know you have something to offer because I feel it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know you've been wanting to say it, and now's the time. So say it, girl.
Oh, thank you, Max. Well, and thank you, Greg. You know, what's so beautiful about whatever it is that we've been through, like, you know, I've experienced abuses in my childhood. Like you said, most everyone hardly ever escapes this planet without having gone through something. I went on to be a social worker, and I could hear what those children couldn't say. I became their voice. And when I had the opportunity to work with them, I sat with them and I said, tell me what could be one of the best things that has ever happened to you from being abused. And they look at me kind of funny. And I said, really dig deep. What's the best thing that could come from this? And they'd say, well, I'm stronger. And I said, what else? And ultimately what they'd come up with, well, I have compassion for other people now who have hurt. So the opportunity, the gifts inside of the pain, exactly what Greg's talking about, turn your pain into your credential, is being able to identify with the pain of humanity. You've got to be able to speak in the language that most people understand so that you can lead them to the light that's going to set them free. And that's what your book, it sounds like, anyone who has the courage to write about forgiveness in your own experience, it's as if you cannot help yourself but not write the book. You know, it's writing you. So to follow that, to get in touch with that light on the inside of you, is really opening doors for other people to live in that parallel universe that doesn't have to keep them down or in misery or walking with their shoulders turned in and their head turned down and just wanting to kick anything below them, but to raise them up out of the ashes. I know that Max talks about this as the phoenix, you know, I will rise. Max, what is that thing that your dear friend says?
And so I rise.
So I rise. I mean, when you say that, Max, it gives me goosebumps because we're all the phoenix, you know, that's rising out of the ashes when we experience the light of forgiveness.
Do you have that, caller?
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
No, thank you. That's a very, very, it's such a healing.
Yes, yes. Forgiveness and healing are identical.
But now let me ask you real quick, Tamara, what happens when anger gets in the way? Can we forgive?
You know what? I encourage it. Anger's God-given too. You know, I mean, every emotion, it can use to serve or it can use to hold us back. So use that anger. I mean, look what happened to the guy who America's Most Wanted. You know, his son was found decapitated. I mean, the guy's rage. I mean, he went to do something absolutely extraordinary and put, you know, several perpetrators behind bars. I mean, hundreds. And he went on to do something great. You know, there are attorneys that rise up out of their own pain from perpetration. And they put, you know, people behind bars, you know, where they can't hurt other people, you know, because our first nature is, if we'll remember and get in touch with our first nature, is to do no harm.
Right.
You know, do no harm. And that's what forgiveness brings and allows us, is what's available for us to live inside of that.
Y'all got that? I think also what we need to do sometimes is, you know, when we get that angry mode, we like to hang on to it. Because, you know, what do they say? Misery breeds contempt. Or misery, what is it?
Misery loves company.
I don't know it because I don't practice it. So that's why I didn't know the quote. But it's so true, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah.
Well, it's the foundation of gossip, you know. And if you read the definition of forgiveness, it says to grant free pardon and to give up all claim on account of an offense or debt. So it's literally the renunciation and cessation of resentment, indignation, anger as a result of a perceived offense, disagreement, or mistake, and the cessation of the demand for punishment or restitution. So we're letting go. Look at all the stuff we're letting go of, the resentment, the anger, the indignation, the punishment, the rest. I mean, that is a swill of just a stew of hell.
But, you know, they say to forgive and forget. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah. Well, I think that that's God's domain. You know, I think he's the only one who could really forgive and forget. I think what is available for us as humans, it's like we can forgive, but we can't forget. And by forgiving, what it does, it doesn't erase the memory. It erases the pain inside the memory. So the memory doesn't have a hold. You can honor what was without being in angst about that. And you know what's so cool, as I just thought of this, Max? It's one of the best anti-aging things that you can do for yourself. Because think about it. When you let go of all that toxicity, think about it. Your face is lighter. Your wrinkles are less. Okay, so and can't you just
look at someone? Oh, that's just a fact. Yeah, they say that it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. And that's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and can't you just look at someone walking down the street and just literally see physically them carrying the weight?
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing.
And I'm aware, you know, you're aware, you can feel it just by standing next to them. You can sort of feel that angst. And it's the absence of love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you feel it as. You know, and I'm aware of two different kinds of forgiveness. And one is the reasonable kind. You know, if you go up to somebody and you say, you know, will you forgive me? And the other person is, you know, and we've had this experience. You know, my greatest regret is that I can't unsay things. You know, I can undo some things. I can go back and you know, clean up a mess that I've spilled. But you can't unsay things. Once you've said it, it's said. And then frequently I've found that people will forgive after they've seen I got the lesson. You know, and they say when it comes to, you know, if you've been through a tough time, take the lesson, let go of the event. Hang on to the lesson, let go of the event, right? Because stuff happens. But there's a whole different level of forgiveness. And I used to always experience the first layer. The first layer was, you know what, I'll forgive you when I see that you've gotten the lesson and when I'm convinced that it won't happen again. Until then, you know, I'm not stupid. And yet there's this whole other level of forgiveness, which is really what we're here to discuss tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm hoping that people will actually, you know, have the courage to step up, tweet, you know, connect with Max, because he will put you online and there's potential for healing here. It's that level of forgiveness that literally lightens the load and the weight. And imagine the freedom from that responsibility of having to hold a grudge. Imagine the freedom from having to protect yourself because you know your love is greater than the offense.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other level. It's not reasonable. It's superhuman and unreasonable.
Tamara?
Right. And one of the things that I'm always so just taken back by is that there's always a gift in the pain. Never let whatever offense has happened, never let it leave without it giving you its gift. So that when pain comes knocking on your door again, and it will, just by virtue of the fact that we're here on this planet, when it comes knocking at your door, open the door and say, my familiar friend, what is your gift for me? Who do I get to be now because of this experience I am that has visited upon me? It's not that because you're forgiving, somehow you're going to, you know, evade life's challenges. The life's challenges will come, but they don't have to accumulate like barnacles on your body. They don't have to be like those bricks that you walk around with. They literally can roll off of you and say, wow, what facet, what part of the diamond is going to shine through me because someone else has just cracked me to the core of my being? And think about this. When you are crying from your gut, there is a feeling of being more alive than you ever were prior to the offense. Think about it. When you are crying from your gut like a wolf howling from the center of your being, you are more alive than you were prior to that event.
That's the truth. Well, I like that you tell me. And you have what?
you have a sensitivity of what's going on around you. You talk about, Max, you talk about being in the now. It is like being an exposed nerve. You are present. You are there. You see people. You see three layers, five layers back into their soul, into their heart, because yours has been cracked open.
You better
preach
it.
And there is something.
yeah,
you know. And there is something worse than unforgiveness, by the way, and it's when people hold on to their unforgiveness for so long, and the worst thing isn't that you're hurt or that you've got a grudge. The worst thing is when it goes to apathy. You know, we work with people, Tamara and I work with people, and here are some symptoms. And let's talk a little bit about the symptoms and signs of when you need to be forgiven.
We're going to have to talk about those symptoms and signs and pick up on another show because it's already time to get going in just a moment. So it's
actually
a perfect time so that we can continue this because this is turning into a mega life class. I've never had a life class where we've gone to part five. This is going to be part five the next show, right, that we're doing this?
Bring it on.
It is. But Tamara, I love that you said diamond earlier because the poem by Maya Angelou is I Rise. And there's a portion that I'm going to read right now, and it actually deals with it. And then we're going to play a song, and then we're going to do some shout outs. So real quick, it goes, does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise.
up from a past that's rooted in pain. I rise. I am an ocean leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak that's miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. And so I rise. That's it. We all got the pain, my brothers and sisters, my beloveds. We got the pain. But now it's time to rise. It's time to forgive. It's time to love. It's time to live life to the max. I got to say hi real quick to Maganella, because you guys are going to love this, Greg and Tamara. Her husband's in the services, in the armed forces for this country. And he just got home now. She's tweeting me, and has walked into the house for the very first time after he's been overseas. And he's holding in his hands his twins for the first time. So we're sending them our love. Cuddle up with your twins. I think that's an amazing story. 8 months he's been gone, hasn't seen his twins. They were born, and now he's holding them. So much love to you and your family tonight from all of us here at Max and Friends. Also, at Hibner15 on Twitter says that, Max Tucci, I found my forgiveness by understanding that everything happens for a reason. Greg, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a method behind everything you've been through. And like Tamara said, don't let it leave until it's given you its gift. And once it has, you're free.
Amen. All right, Tamara, what do you want to say before we go?
That there's a difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconian. A cubic zirconian is crystal clear. It's perfect. And it is also fake and cheap. A diamond is full of inclusions. It's got flaws. It's got weaknesses. It's real and it's strong.
That's right.
And it's powerful.
And a diamond was made under extreme pressure, people. Remember that.
Yes, yes.
It was made under extreme pressure.
And remember that you are that diamond and that you're priceless.
That's right. And you're not some cheap-ass cubic zirconium that you can
get
for $5. All right. Take that to the bank and deposit it. But I'm going to let you two go. Love you both for being here. We got to play again. Sanctus Real, Forgiven. And I've got a message for you. Stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night. Tamara and Greg, I bow to you. I thank you. Let forgiveness be heard. Let it ring through the atmosphere. Forgive people, because you already are forgiven. On that note, let's hit it. Sanctus Real on Max.
Good night, everybody.
Message for you.
Knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget.
For being here tonight on season 10 of Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to have you all tuning in.
Stay tuned for next week's show.
We have a great show coming up for you, and I've got to tell you all a great quote that goes, forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Until next week, everyone, take life to the max. I thank you all for tuning in. Forgive each other, people, and forgive yourselves. I love you all. God bless and have a wonderful week, and take it to the max. Good night, Ronan.